Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's weekly personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. Social media platforms have been abuzz with news around personal accident claims being rejected by two general insurance companies due to bizarre reasons. It has led to concern amongst policyholders on the interpretation of complicated clauses in their policies. To understand these cases and their implications, we have with us today Preeti Kulkarni from our personal finance team. Hi Preeti, welcome to Simply Save.
Thanks a lot, Aisha. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
So Preeti, could you start by giving us a bit of a background on the issue and these incidents?
Right. So Aisha, it all actually started with a claim rejection letter that was tweeted out by a Twitter user recently. What the letter made it clear was that HDFC ERGO had rejected an accidental death claim filed by the policyholder's dependents. Now, this claim was rejected on the grounds that he was riding a bike with an engine capacity of 346cc, whereas in the policy, it was mentioned that the eligibility is restricted to 150cc. So, this is clearly an archaic clause. You know, as a few years ago, bikes with engine capacity of over 150cc were used largely for recreational or even racing purposes. But as we know, things have changed rapidly in the recent years, and owning a bike with a much higher engine capacity, even for commuting, is a routine affair. You know, there are bike enthusiasts and they do invest in such high-end bikes. So this happened last year in May. So the company cited this specific clause in the policy to reject the claim. And it was clearly an outdated clause, but then it was there in the policy and it was rejected initially. Likewise, another standalone health insurer, Manipal Cigna, had initially rejected an injury claim under a personal accident policy. So what had happened was the policyholder had hurt himself while plucking mangoes from a tree in his backyard. And this, the company said, was a hazardous act.
These are indeed shocking cases. It is surprising to know that even a routine activity like plucking fruits can be interpreted as a stunt, isn't it?
Yeah, right, absolutely. In fact, even in case of HDFC ERGO, finally the company did pay out the claim and even the clause was eliminated starting October 2020. So in its new policies, that clause no longer exists. And likewise, in case of Manipal Cigna, eventually they did pay out that claim. But it is surprising, as you said, because usually such falls will be seen as accidents and will be used generally payable under a personal accident policy. And although in both the cases claims were paid out, they did cause heartburn for the policyholders as well as their families.
So Preeti, what can you and me as policyholders do if we feel that our claims have been rejected unfairly?
Right. So there are several options that you can utilize. The first step is, of course, to file a complaint with the insurance company that has rejected our claim. So if it's a personal accident claim for injury, then the policyholder himself or herself has to file the claim. If it's a death claim, then the dependents, the family members will have to file this claim and the complaint. And if the company does not respond in time or if you feel that the complaint resolution is not satisfactory, then you can approach the insurance ombudsman, and who will give a verdict either in favor of you or the company. And if you're not happy with the verdict, again, then you have the option of knocking on the doors of consumer courts. And you can approach consumer courts anytime, in fact. It's not that you have to follow the sequence. You can approach the consumer courts directly as well. But if you're approaching the insurance ombudsman, then you have to first approach the company, exhaust all the options, and only then escalate the matter to the insurance ombudsman.
Okay, that brings us to the end of the episode today. Thanks a lot, Preeti, for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Aisha. It was great being here.
And with that, it's a wrap on today's episode of Simply Save. Thank you for tuning in. For more news, views and updates, do visit moneycontrol.com. And if you have any feedback for us, you can email us at mcpodcast@nw18.com.